Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather in Israel is generally warm with clear skies. Expect sunny conditions in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze. In Jerusalem, temperatures are mild, perfect for a stroll outdoors. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a bright day with a slight chill in the air. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that former Prime Minister Bennett has unveiled a new election security plan. This includes targeting Iran if Hezbollah fires and declaring Qatar an enemy state. This was announced just under an hour ago. Also, from JNS, earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu revealed that Syria was nearly deploying Turkish troops. Israel has issued a warning against this move. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights Bennett's security concept. He stated, "If Hezbollah shoots at us, we shoot at Iran," aiming to change Israel's security perceptions. Separately, I-24 News reports that the UAE has suspended all trade and financial transactions with Iran. This follows a missile attack that occurred yesterday. And finally, Ynet reports that the UAE has halted all commercial exchanges with Iran, a significant move in light of recent tensions. Here's what people are saying online. The Israel Guys, a commentary platform, posted just minutes ago that rock throwing equates to terrorism. Eyal Yacobi, a political analyst, also posted just minutes ago that the Doomer right is now irrelevant. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs reported earlier that Abu Dhabi has shifted its confrontation with Tehran from missiles to banks. This follows the UAE's detection of ballistic missiles from Iran, though Tehran denies responsibility. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Bennett's new security plan. According to Ynet, Bennett argues that Israel needs to replace its pre-October 7th assumptions. He suggests removing Turkey's influence from Gaza in favor of Egypt and preserving the IDF's freedom of action. This plan reflects a significant shift in Israel's approach to regional security. It could impact diplomatic ties and military strategies moving forward. Turning to Netanyahu's remarks on Syria, JNS reports that the Prime Minister disclosed Syria's potential deployment of Turkish troops. This revelation comes amidst Israel's warnings and heightened tensions in the region. U.S. Envoy Tom Barrack expressed deep concern over a recent attack in northwestern Syria. The situation could further strain Israel-Syria relations and involve international stakeholders. Meanwhile, Bennett's security concept, highlighted by Israel Hayom, aims to replace current security perceptions. In his Breaking the Conception speech, Bennett emphasized the need for a more aggressive stance against threats. This stance could lead to increased military engagements with Iran if threats from Hezbollah persist. Turning to the UAE's move, I-24 News reports that the UAE's decision to suspend trade with Iran follows a missile attack. This suspension includes all commercial exchanges and financial transactions. The action underscores the UAE's serious stance against perceived Iranian aggression. It marks a significant shift in regional alliances and economic interactions. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports a dramatic development in Thailand. Arrest warrants were issued against 20 Israelis in a massive raid on Koh Samui. Thai authorities are investigating companies suspected of disguising foreign ownership via local frontmen. Separately, Keytech reveals that Munich Re plans to acquire Israeli-founded Atbay for $575 million. This acquisition represents a significant move in the cyber insurtech space, as insurers look to combine coverage with emerging technologies. And finally, Globes confirms Munich Re's purchase of Atbay. The Israeli insurtech company operates a cybersecurity development center in Israel. This acquisition could boost Munich Re's presence in cybersecurity insurance markets globally. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.